Hey, Channel 10, if you're one of the millions of Windows mobile phone users out there, chances are you have the voice record feature. Great little tool, but it can be hard to search through all the hundreds of thousands or maybe just hundreds of voice recordings you've made over time. Enter Russ. Hey, Russ, how you doing?
Hello, Nick.
And you're here to talk to us about Microsoft Recite. Tell us about Recite.
Well, Recite is a simple way to record your thoughts and then retrieve them later using your voice, like you mentioned.
Okay.
It's kind of like a web search for your voice.
Sure.
So imagine throughout the day all the times that there are things you want to remember, like a birthday or a book recommendation or
sure.
a gift
yep.
idea. You might have an idea. You record that quickly into your phone using the Recite voice technology preview.
Okay.
Then later, when you want to recall something, you can speak any portion of the things you've recorded, and it can retrieve them for you.
So this is basically a search feature for all those voice recordings that you make.
That's right, exactly.
Now, in the past, if I want to use the voice recording tool on my Windows mobile phone, I'm literally, you know, hitting record, I'm recording whatever it is, and then I hit save, and then say I've got to give it a meaningful name, or I have to go back and manually listen to them to find out what was recorded.
Right.
This eliminates all that.
That's right. Don't worry about naming or don't worry about when it was recorded. Just put it in there and later you can retrieve it.
Great. So how does it work? How does the technology work? What's new?
What's new is that, well, this is really a very lightweight, fast technology for searching the contents of audio mm-hmm. using voice patterns. So what it's doing is analyzing the sounds that your mouth is making, and it's finding matches between what you search for and what's contained in the recordings. What's neat about the technology is that it's language independent. So since it's just looking at the sounds, it's not trying to understand what you're saying or what it means. It's just looking for a sound match.
Great. Well, let's have a demo. Can we see it in action?
Sure. So if I have Microsoft Recite voice technology preview up and running, it only has two buttons, the soft keys on Windows Mobile.
Okay.
Remember and search. And those are really the only functions of the application.
Sure.
Very simple. So I press remember to remember something. Nick Fillingham's birthday is March 14th.
Close.
I just guessed. And there it is. There's the recording. And
okay.
I can play that recording.
Nick Fillingham's birthday is March 14th.
Okay, so on an old Windows mobile phone or in the current scenario, you'd have to save that as voice reminded Nick's
right.
birthday. Okay, cool.
So now I just have recorded this voice note. And I can record several more. Let's say we had some discussions about books or movies.
Sure.
Movie recommendation from Nick Fillingham. Benjamin Button. So I save that, and it adds it to the list.
Okay.
And they're listed by date, since I haven't done a search yet. Book recommendation from Nick Fillingham, Harry Potter.
Love Harry Potter.
And let's say, oh, I need to go shopping later today. I should remember the things I need to get at the grocery store.
Okay.
Safeway grocery list. Eggs, milk, pickles, beer, ice cream.
And a bucket to all mix them in.
Excellent. All right, let's do a couple more. Let's say I'm talking to someone else and they have a book recommendation.
Okay.
Book recommendation from Tom Jones, The Road. And then let's say Tom Jones tells me about a steak place that he likes.
Okay.
Tom Jones's favorite steak place, Daniel's Broiler. Here's another example. Let's say I just stepped out of the doctor's office.
Sure.
He recommended some allergy medication for me.
Okay.
Doctor recommended some hay fever allergy medication, Claritin. So now I have these things recorded, and I can search through them. I don't have to worry about the order that I set it. I just have to say any portion of the recording, and it can retrieve it for me.
So we fast forward to you're now standing in a DVD store, and you're thinking, what is that movie
yes.
that Nick told me about?
Correct.
So how does it work to retrieve
so
that note?
I can say just that. That movie recommendation from Nick. So I hit a search, and it's looking through my recordings.
Movie recommendation from Nick Fillingham, Benjamin Button.
Okay, so the first two results, it gave you book recommendation. So it found the word recommendation,
right.
but it also picked up book.
That's
but
right.
But you did get the right result there.
Correct. So the idea is that it's giving me results that are close.
Okay.
And what I'm looking for is probably going to be in the first few. So let's say I'm trying to remember that steak place. And that's
okay.
all I remember. The steak place.
Tom Jones.
Oh, I'm at the pharmacy. What was that medication? I don't remember the name of it. The doctor recommended some allergy medication.
Doctor recommended some hay fever allergy medication, Claritin.
Ah.
So and that was really quick, too. Now, Windows mobile phones aren't necessarily, you know, huge CPUs, lots of RAM. They're small devices. They have, you know, relatively modest technology hardware inside them. How are you doing it so quickly? It's just the software is really smart in the way it works?
Exactly. Like I said, it's inherent in the way we're doing audio matching.
Okay.
That we can do it very quickly.
Great. Now, how do I get my hands on this CTP? Where do I go to download it? Can I try it now?
Yes, you can try it right now. You can go to recite.microsoft.com, and that's our download page. You'll have all the instructions you need to download it onto your phone and try it out.
Great. And it's for Windows mobile phones only at the moment?
Only Windows Mobile version 6 and above. And really, we want people to try it out and let us know what they think. There's a feedback link there. So try the technology, please. We want people to tell us how they like it.
Fantastic. All right, Russ, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Cheers.